Hello and welcome to the Dreamscape.
I have just woke up after falling asleep, and I had a quite interesting dream that I think you might like to hear. We begin our story in a city where I'm attempting to focus on So it kind of had like a Zelda theme to it at certain points, because the main plot points was
Wow. I got very scared there. So I ended up stealing something and that alarm woke me up and it really freaked me out. So in my dream, I was walking along the side of the road and I see a garbage truck pull up, and in it I see it has like just a game, an Xbox controller in it. And then there's like also a regular Xbox. And I'm like, hey, this is a dump truck and it's gonna toss this out. Well, I may as well grab it. So I go and I grab it. And then he pulls over the side of the road and he like honks his horn and he kind of, and I realize that he's like, oh, he saw me do that. He's pissed off. So I tossed it back and I put my hands up. I'm like, hey, it's okay, guy. And he kind of like starts shouting at me. And I'm like, hey, man, you're just gonna toss all this out. I'll take this. Like, I don't care. I'll just quickly grab it, man. And then he really didn't want that. And I'm like, hey, I'll give you $20. And he's like, no. And I'm like, dude, 40. Because I also see a GameCube stuff in here. And those controllers are worth a bunch, right? So I was willing to risk it $40 to have a cool story. Sure, I was willing to do it. So he's like, okay, man. I start to go in. Dude, there was like a Switch in here. There was like GameCube controllers. There was Melee that was on the top of the dump truck, and I went up when I was trying to like barter with him, and I picked that up. There was like a Wii. There's another set of Switch. There was a and then at a certain point, I merged from being in like at the edge of the dump truck just picking stuff up to being in this guy's house, and I'm just looting his house, but I'm not even aware really that I'm looting it. Like, I'm just trying, like, I was trying to get the entire collection of stuff, and I think what happened was I wondered what was at, like, I'm like, why does this guy have all this stuff? Like, what is he getting rid of all this stuff for? So like, I visualize his house, but then now I'm like, hey, I should grab this too. So then I just start picking stuff up. I'm like, hey, he has a Switch he's not gonna use. And I start pulling stuff off this guy's shelf. So I pull off the Switch, I pull off the Wii. I'm like, these are in perfect condition. Why is he getting rid of them? This guy has copies of the Switch. Why is he getting rid of them? Obviously, I'm just stealing this guy's stuff. So I noticed when I moved to a different location to pull the games away, that was the moment. So I, cause I, cause there were games that were definitely garbage that I was stealing, no, that I was taking. But then when I went to the, I went to the other side to pull off some games. It didn't work out because well, I realized I was stealing it, and in like at the perfect moment of realization when I went back to try to like figure everything out, a fire alarm rings and it just wakes me up, and I'm like, oh my god, I stole it, oh my god, and I freak out. And yeah, that was a lot. The other one, wow. The dream prior that I was trying to recollect, but I ended up falling asleep, involved my parents and them picking me up at a certain point and
they had a goal to get to somewhere, but that was like quarantined off, and it was marked as red on the map. It was something that was kind of like traveling by, but it just kept taking up more and more land. And then this kind of like populated a river, but it kind of hit the surrounding areas too. It hit the roads as well. So you couldn't use the main road that we usually use to get to this place, even though the location doesn't exist and nothing's actually right. But somehow there was like this guy in a castle that was kind of connected. And then I just saw this guy in the castle just kind of like ruminating in this little thing, but he was doing a lot of stuff. He was in his little castle, but I saw top down perspective, and it was just like it was in a bowl. There was nothing in it, but the bowl was a bright color. And his mind was racing, and you saw the mind racing visually, and it was active. So, and because he had a plan, he had stuff to do. Now, this castle was actually a part of an earlier dream that I had, which I forgot about, because I'd been there before. Huh. Wow. In this castle, like, it was like a nice wide open space, and it was something like, kind of felt touristy at some point, because like I went in to the gates, and then as I'm walking through, it's like a wide open area, and I would kind of like go a little bit to the left, and then there were some columns once I got into like the next area or the next room. And then there was like, there's opportunities for it to be different places because I'm not recalling it effectively. So I'll leave it there because that's the truest that I know it as. And then maybe eventually, different types of my dream will come in. So yeah, I think the dump truck thing and the Wii thing, that would work for IOC. I think the castle thing's a cool idea. He was also moving stuff around. Like, he had a bunch of garbage in the room, and he'd kind of, like, sweep it away. Some stuff would kind of, like, disappear when he did it, but, like, he still kept a bunch of garbage and like, leaves or something in his room. It was a very interesting dream because I was kind of where I was, but like when something affected me, I would see how like it affected every, like a lot of other factors. So, yeah. Now, when I'm doing this, more dreams are coming to me. So I'll say some dreams that I haven't talked about. There's a bench that's in Toronto that I go and I find sometimes. And then I go sit down on it, and I told a story to somebody during, or somebody told a story to me, but it was like new information that comes up on that bench with people. I don't remember the story. It's tough. Anyways. That's my dream for the day. I will start my day off because I need to go do some stuff. So, anyways, that was the Dreamscape. Have a good one.